of religious discrimination in recent years. Parents sued after the Montgomery County school system stopped allowing them to pull their kids from lessons that included the books. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump says he will not try to fire Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, although the president says he does wish the Federal Reserve would lower interest rates. And the president's remarks may be contributing to today's rally underway on Wall Street, with the Dow up 903 points, the Nasdaq trading 609 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight. Off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mentioned the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The Maryland State Department of Education will be putting a temporary freeze on enrollment for the Child Care Scholarship Program effective May 1st. The freeze is needed because the program has reached funding capacity due to its unprecedented growth. Officials say since January of 2023, demand has increased by 87%, with more than 21,000 children being enrolled. Families that are currently enrolled will continue to receive benefits without interruption if they meet eligibility requirements and complete the recertification process on time. Loyola University will be holding a mass to remember Pope Francis today at 12:10. The private Jesuit university in Baltimore is mourning the loss of the first Jesuit pope. Loyola leaders say Pope Francis embodied the values that define the university community, including the mission of service, justice, the transformational power of education, and care for the earth. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Interesting comment from Brandon Hyde following last night's 7-0 loss at the hands of the Nats. Complete breakdown, as it were. Hyde was asked about the team defense, which was shoddy at best.
We don't have a ton of experience defensively, and I think some of that shows at times. Also, when guys aren't hitting, especially as young players, sometimes the defense isn't at their best, and that's definitely an area that we need to get better at.
Birds will get up and do it again tonight, 6:45 p.m. with Tomo Sugano taking the hill for Baltimore. Caps and Canadiens go at it tonight in Game 2 down in D.C. Caps dealing with an Alexi Protas injury, chance of being back tonight. But much more serious is that of Marty Fejarvi. Knee surgery this past Monday night. Here's head coach Spencer Carberry.
When you talk about sacrifice for your teammates, ask any one of our guys. Marty Fejarvi's at the top of the list of guy that lays his body in front of any shot, sacrifice going into battles at the net front. This guy takes so much friendly fire.
Marty Fejarvi out for the Caps for the rest of the year. Coming up in 30 minutes, the best high school lacrosse team in the country plays right here in Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I go the wrong maid service.
and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
MaidPro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All MaidPro cleaners are background checked, bonded, and insured, and are professionally trained in MaidPro University. MaidPro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I got MaidPro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. MaidPro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine and warm temperatures. That's what we've got through Friday. No rain until Saturday. Today, a few clouds, 78, near 80 tomorrow, 80 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 66 degrees in Bel Air, 67 in Halethorpe, and 67 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. I got to ask you today, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? We had a great show thus far, and I'm not saying that because it's my show. I know I'm a little biased, but I really do believe we had a great show thus far. We talked about the IT tech service companies that could possibly leave the state of Maryland because, of course, the Democrats in the Maryland General Assembly believe that they should pay extra taxes here. They're not paying extra taxes in any other state, so they're most likely just going to leave. Meanwhile, they don't even have to pick up and move, right? They just take their LLCs or whatever they have, and they just move that to another state. It's so easy to do. It's so easy to do. Well, anyways, we were talking about that in the 9 o'clock hour. In the 10 o'clock hour, we were joined by Sheldon Daniels. And remember, he's running in Texas 30 against Jasmine Crockett. He was in the Army. He's an Army veteran. And he went to University of Texas, has a political science degree, went off to law school. And he is now a practicing attorney. And as he mentioned, he grew up in the housing projects. And he watched as his mother worked her way out of that situation because there was a time where many people did believe being on those government-assisted programs was, in fact, just a temporary situation. Now, again, if somebody has a disability and they're not able to go to work, I understand it. But if you are able to work, sure, there are times where you're gonna fall on hard times. I would think that, you know, the COVID pandemic proved it for a lot of people. And that's why I said I don't think anybody should be embarrassed if they were standing in one of those food lines or if they were, you know, trying to figure out their next steps or their next meals. I hope you were not embarrassed. What happened during the pandemic is something that nobody could saw coming our way, number one. But number two, a lot of us, we were forced by the government to not be able to go to work. There were business owners that were forced by the government to shutter. Okay, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. And I'm also one of those people where I feel as though that hard times can happen to anyone at any time. And I don't think you should ever be embarrassed about any of that. Just so you know where I stand on the issue. But, you know, if you are able-bodied and you can go to work, I suspect that you one day will figure it out. I don't expect for you to have a family of four generations still taking advantage of Section 8 housing vouchers. I don't expect to see that. But unfortunately, that is what we see. And it does put a huge burden on us, the taxpayers. And so that was at the 10 o'clock hour. Don't forget, the show is archived at WCBM.com. And if you want to listen to Sheldon Daniels or any of the show, just hit that Kim Plasic Live tab, and then the show will pop up there. We are going to get into our topic with our question of the day here shortly. So if you haven't already, do go over to WCBM.com and partake in the poll question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should we garnish wages for those who don't pay back student loans? As of right now, 90% of you say yes, 10% of you say no. I am not going to give you my response until after we discuss it, okay? This is brought to you by our caller, Joe, and I think he made a good point that that could end up swaying some people a certain direction, and it could put people in a position where they don't feel comfortable calling the show, and that's the last thing I want. I want to hear from you. And we'll talk about that, like I said, in just a second. Don't forget, 11:35, we will be joined by Steve Whistler out of Carroll County. He's running for delegate in District 5. He's got a fundraiser tonight. He's currently on the Carroll County School Board doing a lot of work there. We also talked about what Montgomery County parents are facing in the Supreme Court today. I did reach out during a commercial break, by the way, to Moms for Liberty in Montgomery County. Hopefully we can have one of those women on the show tomorrow to talk to us about how today went. I just wanted to mention to you that there was a cyber attack on the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office, and there was also a cyber attack in February. I guess that attack happened in March. In February, the Baltimore City Public Schools, they were also attacked. And I just want you to take a listen. Channel 11 has a story.
We learned what kind of information the hackers collected, then leaked on the dark web. It's all personal, sensitive, and confidential under state law.
The city prosecutor's office hacked. A group known as Kairos is claiming responsibility. They acquired 325 gigabytes of sensitive files. After negotiations failed in mid-March, Kairos posted the information on the dark web.
This could be very dangerous.
Sean Duffy is a cybersecurity expert based in Frederick.
They just sell this information. If they can't manipulate it themselves, if they can't exploit it themselves, if they can't use it for other means, then they'll give it away. They'll give it to other people to see what they can do with it. That's the beauty about hackers, is they share this information.
A publication called databreaches.net helped us capture some of the exposed material. Kairos posted multi-page reports on juvenile offenders. Now watch this. It's a spreadsheet that lists kids' names, dates of birth, the charges, the arrests, outcome, and notes on the case. Under Maryland law, all of this is confidential information. But personal case histories of juveniles aren't the only ones hacked. Take a look at this. These are internal affairs documents regarding police complaints dating back to 2022. The files contain the names, ranks, and phone numbers of the officers under investigation. Although how this happened has not been released, cybersecurity expert Duffy says it sounds like the hackers could have taken advantage of employees using tactics like phishing.
So they'll ask for things that give them enough information to either circumvent technicals or just outright get passwords. Or get links, or get, you know, some kind of other thing that they're looking for, and bypass all of those technical protections.
The state's attorney's office issued a statement writing, State's Attorney Bates charged members of the SAO executive team to engage with outside partners to assist the SAO in best protecting against the detected activity. We continue to enhance our cybersecurity and coordinate with our law enforcement partners as this is an ongoing investigation.
But in a nutshell, what they have to do is they have to start forensics. What happened so that we know how to contain this?
We've also learned the city police told the city state's attorney's office it had been hacked. Maryland law requires individuals and the attorney general's office be notified if their personal information is compromised through a cybersecurity attack. We don't know if that happened yet in this case. The city state's attorney's office would confirm the hack, but only after we asked about it. Reporting from downtown, David Collins, TV 11 News.
All right, so cyber attacks in Maryland. Yes, the same state that's going to charge IT companies to get to the bottom of the cyber attack. I don't mean to laugh, but everything's here. It's like a clown world that we're living in. I feel like I'm at the circus every single day. Now, you know, as you heard there from David Collins, that was Channel 11 again, if you want to check it out. You heard there were negotiations that happened, and there was this attempt, but somehow the negotiations failed. I thought that was interesting. So I would assume that the hackers were asking for a certain amount of money, and we didn't come up with that amount of money. Now, I'm one of those people where I wouldn't come up with the money either. But it's funny because you heard David Collins say, well, the state's attorney didn't confirm it until we really asked about it. I don't know about you guys, but I'm one of these people that also feels, though, that we shouldn't know about any of this. I appreciate Channel 11 finally doing some investigative work. You know, shout out to you. I'm glad you're getting it done. But I don't really know if this is helpful for us because, as you heard, you know, they believe that the information that was leaked from the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office won't involve any harm, you know, once leaked. And apparently some of this is already on the dark web, by the way, if you didn't hear that part of it. But I feel as though that any type of information that has someone's name, their address, you know, they'd also noted that their criminal case files were leaked as well. Some of the comments out of the trials were leaked. This is Baltimore, okay? And what did they have here in Baltimore that they still kind of live by today, which is really silly? The no snitch rule. right? The no snitch rule. The snitch rule has been something that has been talked about behind closed doors and then publicly for a very long time. It's one of the biggest impediments when trying to solve some of these cases. You have witnesses that don't want to come forward because they fear that their lives could be in danger, and many of those fears, you know, are rightfully there. And so they don't come forward with information because they don't want to look like the snitch, and they don't want to be killed or their family get killed. And that has happened in the past. It has happened. And we've heard about how, you know, previously you had State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Apparently she had this huge fund set aside for witness protection, but didn't know how to access the funds. You remember that story? But they never called Governor Larry Hogan's office to ask about the funds and how to access it. So it just sat there. And we only know that because when State's Attorney Ivan Bates took over, he told us about it. He said the funds were sitting there, but we don't, because Marilyn Mosby's, prosecutors didn't know how to access it for the witnesses. And that's how you just know, like, you know, when she was in office, it was just mayhem. You know, she was understaffed. She had a bunch of prosecutors that wanted to be, you know, defense attorneys. They were so pro-criminal, it was ridiculous. And they were. They were kind of anti-law-abiding citizens or witnesses or even victims, okay? And she showed that time and time again. And so at this point, if you have hackers that were able to get a hold of the case file that shows what some of these juveniles said under oath that they wanted to make sure were, you know, was blocked from the public, now I would believe that if somebody wanted to look and see where, you know, Timothy Smith, when he went to trial back in August 2020, and after that, it resulted in one of their gang members being arrested, you know, or you know, being booked in some way. I would think that any gang member or anybody would say, "All right, let's see what Timothy Smith had to say when he was up there speaking to the jury." Right? I mean, if you're thinking about this like a gangster, and you hate snitches, as they do here in Baltimore City, I can't imagine. I don't know why this person said that was interviewed. I couldn't see where his name was. That said that there's, you know, they're sure that this information can't be used for harm. Says who? Like, it maybe says you. Maybe that says it to you, but I'm one to think that, yeah, I don't think we should know about this story. Also mentioned, Baltimore City Public Schools, they announced in February they were hacked. It sounds to me that they better cut these tech companies a break. And see whether or not we have any tech companies here in the state that can help out. Because these cyber attacks are happening all over. And this is something happening on the national level as well. I mean, we won't say it's just in Maryland, but it's happening on the national level. And it's, you know, this is kind of like the times that we're in. And instead of being better prepared, we're now charging tech companies, IT companies, those that work with AI and all, those that, you know, can do something about some of this cybersecurity or cyberware. We're now charging them all these taxes and fees. We'll find out today if Governor Wes Moore signs it into law or just ends up leaving it on his desk, or if he vetoes it. I doubt he vetoes it. But those are the companies that would help out in this situation. So why on earth would we, you know, try to push them out of the state? Still doesn't make any sense, does it? Still doesn't make any sense. But I would like to go back. That's why I wanted to touch on this. Obviously, for you to be aware of what happened. But not only that, you know, for that that individual in the interview saying that none of this information could be used for harm, that's just a bunch of baloney. It's a bunch of baloney. Sure, it doesn't have their credit card numbers. It doesn't have stuff like that. You probably won't see Social Security numbers. But if you could see what happened during the trial and some of these sealed depositions, that's not good. That's not good at all. All right. I did want to mention again, and we'll talk about it briefly when we get back. Department of Education will begin collecting on student loan debt. If the money's not there, they will start garnishing wages. That's why the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should we garnish wages for those who don't pay back their student loans? Go to WCBM.com. Go ahead and vote in the poll. And we get back, I'll read the polling results, and I will also tell you how I feel about it.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
I don't have a problem with showing my driver's license to vote. When I vote in Talbot County, I show them my driver's license, and it's like I'm showing a crucifix to the devil because they turned their heads at the voting registration. I can't look at it. I'm like, oh, I insist. Please look at it.
I was amazed that was the case, but yeah, I've run into the same thing here.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
In case you missed it, ABC News, NPR, CNN, MSNBC, they are talking about this topic ad nauseum because they love the fear-mongering and they love getting people fired up and emotional. This is from ABC News. Some 5 million Americans with defaulted student loan payments will have their loans sent for collections on May 5th. The Department of Education announced this on Monday. Next month, for the first time since student loan payments were paused due to the onset of COVID-19, the Education Department will collect the debts from borrowers who had defaulted, which means they hadn't paid their debts for around 9 months or 270 days before the pandemic. Okay. Now, the announcement comes as scores of federal student aid employees have been terminated at the Department of Education as part of President Trump's efforts to shutter the agency, which creates uncertainty for borrowers and the future of the student loan system. And this is according to former Undersecretary of Education James Cavall. All right. So, student loan debt forgiveness. Now, as somebody that dropped out of college and does not have any student loan debt, I feel as though that I should not be on the hook for somebody else's student loan debt. But that's what some of these borrowers kind of wanted, as you had Joe Biden in office, you know, eliminating some of this debt for students. And just because you decided to be a theater and arts major, that does not mean that myself or perhaps maybe an auto mechanic or an electrician, those that went to trade schools, that doesn't mean that we should be on, you know, the hook to pay your student loan because you thought you were going to end up on Disney on Ice as Jasmine. Okay. I didn't put this together for you. I knew that you weren't going to be on the Disney cruise as Aladdin. I already knew that. Okay. And I knew that even if you were on the Disney cruise as Aladdin, you would only be there so long because Aladdin only could get so old, right? And then all these other theater art majors or whatever, you know, there are some people out there with just majors, you know, which they didn't use. I know many people that have like the psychology degrees that are still, you know, waiting tables. There's nothing wrong with waiting tables, but just understand that you still have that student loan debt. And that doesn't go, you know, to somebody else because you decided to default on it or you decided to do something other than which you took this, you know, degree. That's not my problem. It's not my fault that that's what you decided to do. Yeah, I understand the argument here for many people as well. I was 18 at the time, and everybody was telling me I should go to college. If I go to college and get a good job, I'm fine. Well, again, that just proves that you might not have the best critical thinking skills. Because if you were taking a look around the room at that time, you most likely saw those that, yes, that stayed with, whether it's a degree that you can absolutely use, like, you know, if you went off to med school, if you went off to, you know, get law school. And there are other degrees that people use all the time, you know. But when some of these other people, it's like, where did you think you were going with this degree? I don't get it. I don't know. But, you know, there's some of them will say, well, we were really, you know, kind of forced to continue on, especially by our parents. Look, my parents told me to stay in college. And guess what I did? I dropped out. I don't care what they tell me. No. I know. My mom is still very upset about it to this day. Still bothers her. But I don't think that people should be on the hook for somebody else's student loan debt. And, of course, you have lots of people on social media that are very upset about it. And now that they're talking about garnishing wages, of course, you can imagine people are irate. Like any other loan, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you have your wages garnished, right? Say, whether it's a car, whether it, really anything. I even mentioned those that pay child support, which could be a mom or dad, you know, depending. If you don't pay your child support, they do end up garnishing your wages. And so it is very similar to that. And if you made this decision consciously and you decided even then it continued on with a degree that wasn't going to earn you much money to pay back that student loan, I mean, I'm sorry that it worked out that way. It's not like I, you know, don't have a heart. I do. But I don't know which woman to do with it. I have a heart, but I also don't have a bank account that I believe that you should access because you don't want to pay back the loan. Joe in Dundalk, did you want to weigh in, Joe?
Yeah, how you doing, Kim?
Good.
What gets me is a lot of these kids, they didn't have no credit when they signed up for these loans, so most of them had to get co-signed by their parents or something. So, because their parents got a house, their parents got a job, you know, their parents got material things. So you think the government's probably going to go after them for because they're the co-signers. If the person defaults on that loan, then they're going to go after whoever co-signed for that loan.
Yeah, yeah, no, that could be the situation. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's because a friend of mine had to do the same for his son, but his son paid it back. But he had to co-sign for his son because he had a house and all that, you know.
Right.
But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, that's the stuff that's going to be happening, I think, if they're serious about going after these people, you know.
Yeah, yeah, Joe, that's a great point. Thank you so much for weighing.
And also, if they go after, if they're working and they can take up to 25% of their pay, and they got plenty of lawyers, because you pay a lawyer, too, out of that money that they collect from you. They get paid out of that, too, so you got plenty of lawyers waiting just to put their hands on that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Joe, these are all great points. I appreciate you weighing in. We'll further discuss this when we get back, and we'll also be joined by Steve Whistler, running Carroll County's 5th District there for the House of Delegates. He does have a fundraiser this evening he also wants to tell you about.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Biden immigration policy didn't only import dangerous criminals from Central and South America. There's word today of the arrest in the U.S. of one of India's most wanted fugitives, allegedly a terrorist kingpin. Elon Musk says it's time to take care of business, so he's scaling back his work with Doge in favor of spending more of his time overseeing Tesla. President Trump strikes a more conciliatory tone toward Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. The president says he will not try to fire Powell, although he would like to see the Fed cut interest rates. 3 days of public mourning are underway for the late Pope Francis. His body lies in state in St. Peter's Basilica ahead of Saturday's funeral and burial. On Wall Street, rally rolls on. The Dow is up 976 points. NASDAQ ahead 661. This is SRN News.
Grocery prices are still through the roof. Natural disasters are still devastating. And supply chains are still fragile. That's why millions of Americans are turning to My Patriot Supply, the country's most trusted preparedness company. Right now, they're offering $200 off their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. This kit feeds one adult 2,000 calories a day for 3 full months. It's packed in sturdy, long-lasting containers with a 25-year shelf life. And best of all, it ships fast and free. But this special offer is only available for a limited time. My Patriot Supply rarely offers discounts this steep, so if there's ever a time to get prepared, this is it. Get ahead of the next crisis. Whether it's a natural disaster, supply chain disruption, or something bigger, you'll be glad you took action. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to claim your $200 discount. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Again, MyPatriotSupply.com. Stock up on peace of mind today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
While the Orioles have hardly looked like a playoff team this season, neither have the Nats, who came into last night's game at 9-13 on the year. But then left-hander Mitchell Parker took the hill for D.C.
1-2 to Jackson Holliday. Here comes Parker to the plate. Strike 3 called. Ring him up on the slider at the belt. And for the first time in his big league career, Mitchell Parker has finished 8 innings. And oh, by the way, it's 8 shutout innings, allowing only 1 hit.
Call courtesy of Masson. O's go meekly to the Nats. 7-0 the final. Brandon Hyde on what made Parker tough.
Kind of a sneaky fastball, a high release sneaky fastball. We're late on it. And then to the lefties, a lot of breaking balls. Tough time staying on. But we didn't work the count on them. We didn't make it very tough on them.
No, they did not. Meanwhile, the Ravens putting the final touches on their draft board with showtime tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Ravens will pick 27th, looking to bolster a defense that a year ago started slow but finished fast. Safety Kyle Hamilton looking to avoid that this year.
Who knows, if we started off well, we would have a chance with the one seed and stuff like that. So I think it's important that we've gone through that and understand how hard it is to climb out of that hole and how we change that this year.
And finally, high school lacrosse. Huge win for Archbishop Spalding yesterday. 11-6 over Calvert Hall. The Cavaliers now are the nation's number one team, with wins over national power St. Anthony's of New Jersey and Bullis Prep of D.C. Coming up in 30 minutes, Dean Kramer looking for answers. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
High pressure that's keeping us dry today will keep us dry for the rest of the work week. It's Saturday when that next cold front will swing through with some rain, and it will cool the temperatures by the end of the weekend. Today, another warm day, though. A few clouds, 78 this afternoon, near 80 the high tomorrow. Friday, temperatures near 80. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Steel, walk behind, zero turn, and stand-on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow. Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, Jolene. You guys know I love this song.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene,
that Jolene.
Jolene.
You know what? She must have been gorgeous to take Dolly's man. I know that much. I know that much. All right, we have a guest joining us today. We did have Sheldon Daniels earlier, right, from Texas. And now we have a guest joining us for that is running for the state legislator. I really want to say very quickly before we talk to Steve Whistler, Christopher in Catonsville wrote, student loans need to go back to the free market banks and lenders where they belong as soon as possible. That's what I feel as well, Christopher. And then also, just so you guys know, the question of the day, it turned out, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, the question, should we garnish wages for those who don't pay back student loans? 92% of you say yes, 8% of you say no, and I told you I would give you my response, which goes along with the majority today, and I do believe that wages should be garnished at this point, especially those, like they said, they will start collecting on those that owed before the pandemic. They already were delinquent on those loans. So kind of, you know, we're all in the same boat here, but like I said, 8% did say no. Moving on here to Carroll County, and I got to be very familiar with Carroll County during my run here in 2024 because it is now in the second district. Now, not all of Carroll County. There are some parts that are in the third congressional district, but I was very happy and very honored to have Steve Whistler also help, especially putting up signs all over the county. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
No, absolutely. And that was no small task because people, obviously, they live everywhere in Carroll County. And a lot of people have land for miles, and you still went out and delivered. And I really do appreciate you, Steve.
No problem. When you have a great candidate like you, it just makes sense. And, we were peppering the landscape with your signs and other signs of good conservatives. And we delivered for you in Carroll. We were just sad to see other parts of your district did not. So they're lost, unfortunately.
Yeah. And I said before, Baltimore County, if they can do exactly what you do in Carroll County, and I know the numbers will still be different, but if we could just stay on top of it like you guys do there, I think we would see some movement as well. Just so people know, Steve, a little bit about your background and what you're currently doing, that would be great.
Yeah, sure. So I really appreciate the time. For folks that don't know me, I'm of course a father, a husband. I'm a retired naval officer. I served 20 years in the Navy, 10 years in the enlisted ranks as a linguist working at Fort Meade for most of it, and then 10 years as an officer, a cryptologic officer in my last 10. Former educator. I taught 4 solid years full-time in Baltimore County Public Schools, so I saw the challenges that our educators face in the classroom, and now I currently serve on the Carroll County Board of Education, helping empower our educators, our students, and making sure our parents have a voice, and just making sure we focus on curriculum. Also, a former business owner, I've been fortunate to serve as an executive in the both profit and nonprofit worlds. And finally, I think I have a proven conservative record, having served on our Board of Education here in Carroll County. So I think I'm an ideal choice for voters that want common sense in Annapolis and just ridding ourselves of mandates, overreach, and liberal ideology in our government, schools, and institutions.
Yeah. And Steve, thank you so much for your service. I just want to make sure people know, because luckily we have lots of Carroll County residents that listen to the show. I want them to know you're running in the delegate seat for District 5. What does that encompass?
So, yeah, District 5 consists of a small sliver of Frederick County, just below and near Mount Airy, Maryland. And then it has about two-thirds of Carroll County. District 5 represents seven of our eight municipalities in Carroll County. And it is one of the most conservative districts in Maryland. And I'm running to hopefully succeed the spot that will be vacated by Delegate Eric Boucher in Carroll County.
Yes. Yep. And I tell you what, you know, luckily we have so many great people in Annapolis fighting hard for us in Carroll County. I mean, we talk about those that are on the front lines. We're often talking about Senator Justin Reedy and so many others. And before we move on, because we'll talk about it towards the end of the interview as well, but you have your campaign kickoff this evening, correct?
I do. Yeah, we have a campaign kickoff event at O'Lorden's Irish Pub in Westminster. Starts at 6 p.m. I'm telling you, we have a huge crowd already expected, 60, 70 people, and it's growing the more people contacting me this morning. But I am just humbled by the support I'm getting, not only from Carroll Countyans, but also a lot of the, you know, folks in the political world that recognize that we need solid conservative leadership in Annapolis to help offset some of the crazy things we see happening in our legislature today.
Yeah, and you got some good guest speakers tonight. Who's on the list?
I do. I'm very honored and to have the support of former delegate and in our hearts, always a delegate, Susan Krebs, someone that served on the Board of Education like me for 4 years and then served honorably for 20 years in the legislature. Also, former delegate and current state's attorney, Haven Shoemaker, is going to say some words for me tonight. And I'm honored also to have our current delegate, Chris Tomlinson, speak for me tonight as well. And we may have a couple of other members of the House of Delegates stop by tonight, and they've asked to say a few words to show their support. So again, I'm just really humbled by the outpouring of support, and you know, we're just off to a great start.
Nice. Now, of course, earlier in the show, Steve, you're just joining us, we're speaking to Steve Whistler. Earlier in the show, Steve, we were talking about the fact that there's some IT companies and data service companies that are thinking about moving out of the state because they could end up facing more taxes and fees. And I say people were blindsided on this. I don't think people knew this was coming. But it sounds to me that some of these companies will, in fact, move. And we talked to Delegate Mark Fisher, and Delegate Mark Fisher seems to believe that they will have a special session in the fall because then the budget will not be balanced. Because they are banking on the fact that these IT and data service companies are going to pay those taxes. You know, when you get there in Annapolis, I'm sure this is going to be front and center when it comes to the budget. I mean, do you have any ideas on how we can fix the mess that we're currently in?
Yeah, you know, we are repeating the mistakes of the past. About 12 to 15 years ago during the Inali administration, we saw similar huge increases in taxes and assaults on our local businesses. And me being a former business owner, I owned a former tech company. I actually moved 15 jobs that I was going to create here in Maryland during the O'Malley administration to South Carolina because of that tax increase. And we saw an actual decrease in revenues after that huge tax increase. So unfortunately, we are repeating the mistakes of the past. And, you know, I have a lot of experience working for contractors and companies that do business with Fort Meade, one of our largest employers in the state of Maryland, and many tell me that they are very concerned. And when you see companies like McCormick and other major players in our state that put our neighbors to work, say, look, if you do this, we're leaving, that should be an alarm going off in everyone's mind. We should do an all stop and just wonder, hey, maybe we should do some cutting rather than taxing and further burdening our local business base.
Yeah, and that's basically what it comes down to. And a lot of people are saying, Steve, that Governor Moore is actually worse than Governor O'Malley, which is hard to believe considering.
It's really funny. You know, I mean, I have not met Governor Moore personally, but from what I hear from points of contact in Annapolis and folks in the know, he seems really to be, you know, in his heart and soul, kind of a reasonable guy, but he is being tugged and pulled by the now incredibly radical, you know, majority party that we see in Annapolis today. And it's really unfortunate. You know, he actually submitted a budget that saw some cuts. And, of course, his colleagues in the legislature just put those cuts right back in. And instead of making true cuts, what they're doing is passing a substantial amount of cuts as costs to the local jurisdictions. But they're also raiding the rainy day fund. We're seeing all of the shell games that we saw during the O'Malley administration happen all over again today.
Yeah. And I will say, and if you're just joining us, we're speaking to Steve Whistler. Today he has his campaign kickoff there in Carroll County's District 5. I will say, Steve, you know, we also have some yearbook photos for Governor Wes Moore when he was with the Valley Forge Republican Club. So I think that he most likely is a reasonable guy, as your sources said. But he's decided to go in a certain direction that he believes might get him, you know, possibly in the White House. Beyond that, I did want to talk to you because you have this education background, obviously there in Carroll County on the Board of Education. When it comes to the Blueprint / Kerwin Commission, do you believe that there is any way that we can navigate this any differently? Because right now, obviously, it's got a huge price tag. A lot of this money, a lot of the collection of these fees will be passed down to local jurisdictions, which is going to hurt all of the taxpayers in the state also, even though it's already, you know, hurting us even there as far as what they're doing in the Maryland General Assembly. Is there any way to either do away with the Kerwin / Blueprint in your mind, or should we try to ask for another extension beyond the amount of time they've already put on this thing?
Well, again, you know, Blueprint on paper has a lot of idealistic goals and some good points to it, but it's just not practical from a financial standpoint. You know, in business, just like everyday families do for their homes, they have to prioritize, you know. You know, your neighbor next door just can't walk into their employer and say, hey, give me more money. It's not the way it works. And government shouldn't work that way either. But with regards to Blueprint, I have been screaming from the rooftops for the last 3 years that counties and local jurisdictions need a waiver process. So I am ecstatic to see that finally authorities in Annapolis have created a waiver process so that local jurisdictions can get relief. And even now, we see even teacher union leaders in some jurisdictions, including mine, realizing that Blueprint is bad for teachers. You know, Montgomery County was facing the prospect of cutting 1,000 positions. We in Carroll County were facing the prospect of cutting 180 educator positions over 2 years. Baltimore County last year cut over 300, cutting more this year. Howard County cutting a couple hundred. So even educators are realizing Blueprint's not a good deal. And folks in Annapolis are telling me, look, we know we have to rewrite this legislation. We know it's too expensive, but none of them want to take the bold action now because they're afraid of the consequences of the upcoming election. They want to get reelected. But I suspect we will see some serious rewrites of Blueprint after the 26 elections. I wish it was now, but it likely won't be. But it's just too much, too expensive, too fast. And, you know, we've increased spending 40%. Statewide over the last, 10, 12 years, and test scores aren't going up. In fact, they're going down. Yeah. And we have to really sit down and realize that we're not getting a return on that investment, that there just has to be another way.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I hope that there is one soon, because a lot of us look at this as a bloodbath, right? The bleeding continues, and there are going to be a lot of people that decide to move out of the state, not just business owners, not just those with tech data service companies. Steve Whistler, you are running for state delegate in District 5. If you could let people know where they could donate to you and give them the information again on your big campaign kickoff.
Sure, yeah. Again, so a campaign kickoff tonight at 6 p.m. at O'Lorden's Irish Pub in Westminster. I would be honored if folks would love to support the event or even chip in. The website we have is whistlerforcarroll.com. That's W-H-I-S-L-E-R, the number 4, C-A-R-R-O-L-L.com, whistlerforcarroll.com. And please reach out to me. Give me your thoughts. I don't know all the answers, but together we can figure out a way to bring common sense back to Annapolis.
All right. Sounds good, Steve. I appreciate you. And, you know, it's no small task running for office. Trust, I know how difficult it is. And, you know, the fact that we have so many great people that throw their hat in the ring, I really do appreciate you guys. I do.
Well, Steve, we appreciate you educating the public every day. And I look forward to working with you over the next several years.
Absolutely. Steve Whistler, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. And there you have Steve Whistler running in Carroll County's District 5 for that delegate seat. And yes, we also had on one of his opponents, Sally Taylor. She is also running for that seat, and it is being vacated. You know, it's crazy because you can't lose with either one. I mean, you really can't. And this is why I love Carroll County so much. And as I mentioned during the beginning of the conversation with Steve, the Carroll County GOP, the Republican clubs, they do a phenomenal job. And I'm not saying that Baltimore County doesn't. Baltimore County does do a phenomenal job. We have, you know, really dense populated areas to cover. But I do see where, you know, it's just they're doing such a great job at getting this done. And I wonder what we can do in Baltimore County to also do the same. Because whoever runs against Johnny O here in the midterms in District 2, yeah, they're going to get, you know, that support in Carroll County. But I would love to see us gain some traction in Baltimore County as well. You know, can we do it? I don't know. But I think even helping Glenn Gilhar, who's running in District 8, you know, we'll be door knocking and phone banking for him. See how we got to tie all this together. We have to tie it all together to make it work. And I think Carroll County has done a good job at that. Does that make sense? Did I explain that correctly? Probably not. I probably did a terrible job. A terrible job. But don't forget, Steve Whistler, his big campaign kickoff is tonight at El Lordan's. Go ahead and check them out and contribute to his campaign. Because, of course, you know, we got to make sure that we support Republicans running for office. And I know, like I said, this is going to be a tough primary in District 5. But I just want you to know that both candidates are phenomenal. Both candidates helped me in my race. They've always been there for me. And they have great backgrounds, and you just can't lose. You just can't lose. All right, coming up next, before we end the show, I just wanted to bring a Baltimore Banner article to you, and it is regards to Mayor Scott suggesting cutting property tax, but he also suggesting raising other fees. Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up next.
Grocery prices are still through the roof. Natural disasters are still devastating, and supply chains are still fragile. That's why millions of Americans are turning to My Patriot Supply, the country's most trusted preparedness company. Right now, they're offering $200 off their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. This kit feeds one adult 2,000 calories a day for 3 full months. It's packed in sturdy, long-lasting containers with a 25-year shelf life. And best of all, it ships fast and free. But this special offer is only available for a limited time. My Patriot Supply rarely offers discounts this steep, so if there is ever a time to get prepared, this is it. Get ahead of the next crisis. Whether it's a natural disaster, supply chain disruption, or something bigger, you'll be glad you took action. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to claim your $200 discount. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Again, MyPatriotSupply.com. Stock up on peace of mind today.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Well, stupid, are you ready?
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, the Democrat Party has a terminal case of the stupid.
Ooh. Somebody stop me!
And they're proving every day their plan to keep all illegals here permanently. Duh!
Joey, have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Yeah, baby!
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, look at that. We were talking to Shona Daniels earlier today. And Miss Representative Jasmine Crockett, looks like she was on Jimmy Kimmel last night. They're really trying to prop her up. And I'll tell you right now, Sheldon, he's going to really give her a run for her money. And that's why we definitely have to support him. I'm going to get a hold of, I can't tell if this is his wife that runs his account. for the bookings or what have you. But we're going to have to try to figure out. Even I know Scott Pressler, he's going to be in New Jersey a lot this election cycle. Maybe we can help him by putting together a street team. I know he's already doing a great job, but I wouldn't mind going down there and door knocking for an entire weekend. We got to do this. This is like all hands on deck. And don't forget, you can go to danielsforus.com and you can sign up to phone bank there. You can phone bank anywhere in the country, obviously. They send you a script, and then they also send you names and numbers for those that live in the district. And then you just call them here from Maryland and say, hey, you got to get out there and vote for Sheldon. Here's his, you know, resume, his background. Please do so. Same thing with Steve Whistler. You know, District 5, yeah, it's a pretty safe Republican seat, but I don't like to kind of just sit there. You know, we'll have a Republican, obviously, representing District 5 in Carroll County. But at the same time, this is what I'm talking about, where everything going together. At the same time, you want to phone bank, you want to, you know, door knock, because this congressional seat coming up in 2026, at the same time, you know, you're going to want to get people really, you know, on board to hopefully unseat Johnny Olszewski, right? So it all goes hand in hand. I know I don't have to tell you guys that. I just wanted to be very thorough in the conversation today. Speaking of which, real quick, Mayor Scott, he suggests cutting $2 on every $100 in property taxes, but he'll be adding a fee to pick up trash. So you won't see the cut in the property taxes at all. You most likely will see an increase to the bottom line because picking up trash has a sizable fee. Believe it or not, City Council President Zeke Cohen is actually stepping up and speaking out against it. He's actually stated the truth and said this isn't a cut because you're just going to make it up on the other side of this with the trash. Now, in a couple months, they're going to have to make a decision when it comes to property taxes. You know, they make a decision every 10 years. So if you live in Baltimore City, your property taxes most likely will be going up soon. But just pay attention because they're going to make a decision here on how much it will go up or down. But like Zeke Cohen and everybody else is saying, you know, you'll still have to pay fees elsewhere. I tell you what, man, these progressives, they've ruined the state. That's why we can't give up. We can't give in. They've ruined it. Not the Democrats. I'm telling you right now, moderate Democrats, I'm fine with. Progressives, we got to get them out of there. They're ruining us. Real quick, Rosalind Hanson from Moms for Liberty in Montgomery County, she did reach back out. She'll join us tomorrow at 11 o'clock to tell us how it went at the Supreme Court this afternoon. Good luck to all of the parents in Montgomery County. I hope that you're able to opt out of all this madness that these progressives want. And no, your kids should not be learning about the LGBTQIA community in elementary school. That's ridiculous. As always, Brian, thank you for a good show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Hi, I'm Chris Serbeck, president and owner of Crestlock.com. We have a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom where you can see working systems before you purchase. Crestlock.com is located at 1-